Welcome to the Bright and Clear Meditation Podcast. Easy meditations to clear your thoughts, brighten your emotions, and change the way you feel. With your host, hypnotherapist Dan Greasy.
Thanks for listening to the Bright and Clear Meditation Podcast. A couple of months ago, I took a trip to New York City. We had a great time going shopping and eating at restaurants. There are so many things to see and do. A city like New York is a busy place, and depending on how you're feeling and how your day is going, it can be a little overwhelming for some people. If you're on a business trip, or a tourist, or even someone who lives in a big city, there might be times when the stress of just being there and dealing with the traffic and crowds of people could be difficult. Although there's no way for us to reduce the intensity of life in a city the size of New York, no one says we have to let it create more stress and anxiety. This is an active, walking mindfulness meditation designed to reduce the anxiety you might have while being outdoors in a big city. It's a type of guided meditation that you can use when you're actually out walking in the city to focus your attention and concentration and help you stop worrying about things that might be troubling you in the moment. When I was in New York, I walked through the city myself with my podcast microphone on, recording what it was like to be there live in real time. And that's exactly what you'll hear today. You can experience this meditation in two different ways. The first is to do a practice run by listening somewhere indoors in a relaxed and comfortable atmosphere. As you're doing this, try to use your imagination and visualization skills to picture yourself outdoors within the city environment. See yourself walking along, hearing the sounds of traffic and the people nearby. Feel the warm sun on your face and shoulders. Feel your footsteps on the pavement. See the impressive buildings ahead of you. Notice the red, yellow, or green traffic signals, the taxis, emergency vehicles, the shop windows, and the people around you. Recognizing and focusing your attention on each one for a few seconds as you walk. Then, when you're ready, you can experience this meditation while you're actually out walking in the city. It's easy to listen on a mobile device like your iPhone, Android, or an iPod with earphones or headphones. As you're walking, notice which of the three sensory categories describe what you're focusing on in that moment. The categories are see, hear, and feel. Focus on one thing for a few seconds. Let your senses experience it. Then note if you're seeing it, hearing it, or feeling it, physically or emotionally. Silently say to yourself, see, hear, or feel. And even though you're speaking silently, be sure to say the word calmly in a neutral tone to yourself. After a few moments, note where your attention is drawn next and speak that category label silently in a neutral tone. This mindfulness practice concentrates your awareness from moment to moment, strengthening your concentration skills, sensory clarity, and equanimity. By focusing on present moments that you choose, your stress and anxiety is much lower because it prevents you from worrying that something bad might happen to you now or in the future. It also stops you from being caught up in thoughts of something unpleasant that may have happened in the past. If you'd like a little more practice with this mindfulness technique, be sure to listen to episode 6 of the Bright and Clear Meditation Podcast, Less Stress with Mindfulness. All right, if you're doing a practice run indoors, find a comfortable spot, somewhere you won't be disturbed for a few minutes. Take a deep, relaxing breath and slowly exhale as you purposefully release any tension from your neck, shoulders, and back. Another deep breath. Hold it for a second. Then slowly exhale, relaxing your jaw and facial muscles. That's good. One more relaxing inhale. And as you gently exhale, let's begin our city walk.
And this is the corner of West 34th Street and 8th Avenue in downtown New York City. Sun is shining. It's a nice day here in New York. Everyone seems to be in a pretty pleasant mood, although it is Monday. And people had a very, very wet weekend in New York due to all the rain in the area. And today is much, much better. Dry pavement, no puddles to step in as we had over the weekend. So, a lot of wet shoes on Saturday and Sunday. But not today. All that water is gone. It's a little more seasonal. So, things are looking up. Crossing the street, New York Police Department is directing traffic. You might be able to hear that right now. Moderate downtown city traffic. Lots of taxicabs. Lots of vehicles in New York. Looking across the skyline of New York City. Beautiful. Some tall, tall skyscrapers. No matter which direction you look. We are just outside of Madison Square Garden. Plenty of vehicular traffic here. Now, this is something that could cause some people a little bit of anxiety. Emergency vehicles coming toward us. It's an ambulance, so no trouble. People stopping for the ambulance. No big worries. Lots going by. And we're right on Broadway. Quite easy to be less anxious in the big city. We're just going to focus on one thing for a few seconds and just let your senses experience it. And note if you're seeing it or hearing it or feeling it physically or emotionally. Just notice how many different things there are to focus on. And there are a lot in downtown New York City, that's for sure. There are a few little birds hopping around looking for some handouts, sitting on the trees and hopping around on the sidewalk. They don't have much anxiety. They're just here trying to scrounge up some treats. And they're completely at home in the city with all the traffic and all the noise and all of the people in downtown Manhattan. And a lot of pedestrians, a lot of tourists in New York at this time of the day. There's a pizzeria on the corner, which is always great. Bring your attention to one item. Maybe it's the crossing signal. You see that. Note you're seeing that. You're seeing the color. This happens to be orange. There are numbers counting down. So I've noted that with the term C. Now I've looked up at the crossing signal, which is showing the pedestrians they can walk. Notice that. Now I just happened to look to the right and up, and there is the Empire State Building, with the sun shining brightly on the Empire State Building. And a lot of tourists looking up at that building. It is huge. It is tall, very tall. And with the sun shining on it, it's pretty amazing to see. The sun is reflecting off the window of one of the skyscrapers, and I see that flash of sun for a second. I note that with C. Here's a group of tourists coming toward me. And there they go. So you might be a tourist coming to New York City, or you might be someone who lives in New York City and has to work in the city every day. And perhaps you're just looking for a way to have less anxiety and less stress on your daily commute. Now I'll stop and take a look at a sign. Things to see and do in New York City. There's the Manhattan Mall, 33rd Street and Broadway. We'll find a variety of stores and different places to eat on four levels. Something for everyone. So that's great. Herald Square and Greeley Square Parks. Or Madison Square Garden. That's where that big Westminster Kennel Club dog show is being held. Today and tomorrow. Most of the week. And there's a photo of the Empire State Building. Right on the plaque that says things to see and do. No anxiety, no rush, no pressure. Another ambulance, there's a lot of those in New York City. And he's turning down a cross street. There's a coffee shop where maybe we could stop in, have something to drink there. A little snack for us, along with something to drink. We're just going to hang out here on the street corner for just a minute. And we'll go across the street. Pedestrian signal has changed. Buses are going by, taxis, school buses. And again, we're here in that bright sunshine, which feels so wonderful as we stand on the street corner waiting to cross the street. Traffic signal is red. Pedestrian signal is red. We'll wait for that to change. And the light has just changed, so here we go. With so much to see in downtown New York City, there are so many places to go. Some restaurants, people asking for directions as we walk along. And if that ever came up where became a little bit disoriented, perhaps in a big city like this, there's always someone to ask for directions. Whether it's a street vendor, whether it's a New York City police officer, or just someone on the street, they're going to help us. It's a big city, and you can use your mapping on your phone. That's always available to you. You can use printed maps and guides to take you from one part of the city to the next. And if you're concerned that you might not be safe in a big city like New York, you only have to look around and notice all of the people who could be there to help you if there were an emergency. You're never alone in a big city like New York. There are police officers on almost every corner. There are many people that if you ask them, they would help you. So there's nothing to be anxious about as you're walking down the street. Just keep focusing on those things that you see, you hear, and you feel. Now we're walking along a portion of the street that's under construction, and there's some construction scaffolding overhead, which could be a little unusual, a little disconcerting, but it's all very safe to protect us from the construction work that is happening. Taxis, more emergency vehicles, never a dull moment in New York. And if you want, you can look up at the fantastic architecture. A lot of tall buildings in New York City. There's a lot of things to focus on for our walking meditation. Souvenir shops, banks, bakeries, places selling bread. Here's the New York City bus tour. And people are getting on to see the sights. another bakery, coffee shop. So we've been focusing mostly on things to see. As our attention is drawn from buses to pedestrians to emergency vehicles. But there's also a lot of things to hear. You can hear a lot of the noise of the city. And there are some places in the city where the sound can be very intense. There are places where taxi drivers are trying to get from one place to another. Cars are honking a lot. They're just the normal sounds of a city. Nothing to worry, nothing to fear, because this is the way it is, especially in a big city like New York. Day and night, it seems. And especially at this time of the day when people are leaving work. We've just walked into the Empire State Building, and it is one fantastic looking building, that's for sure. Beautiful marble on the walls, beautiful construction, beautiful tile. We can buy tickets to go up to the observatory if we want to. Is 102nd open? Okay, so just the 86th? Okay. Price is less to go to 86, right? All right, thank you. And riding up the escalator right now inside the Empire State Building. It's an easy ride. Coming to the end of the escalator walkway. So easy, we'll just step right off the escalator, just like that. There are interactive exhibitions here, video galleries, fun facts. You can buy tickets if we want. I think it's $37 to get a ticket to the Empire State Building. I don't know if I really want to do that. I think I'm going to wait on this. That's a little bit much for me to do right now. I'd rather go see the Apple Store. So it's 2:45. There's a queue to get through. And now we're going to go down the escalator. No need to really even check. There are handrails on both sides, so that is not a problem. Getting on the escalator and getting off the escalator, no issues. Again, there are guides, tour guides here to help you. And in the evening, the Empire State Building is illuminated with a number of different lights and different effects. And there's also a restaurant for you to go in at the Empire State Building if you want. Heartland Restaurant, which is great. Good food there. There are people trying to sell tickets for trips, tickets for shuttles here in the city, and if you don't want to go on a tour, that really doesn't apply to you, so just walk on by, as they say. And we want to get back into the sunshine, so we're going to go across the street. Can police officer directing traffic, pedestrians go ahead. City buses moving on by. There's a lot of historical architecture in downtown. I'm at the entranceway to a very historic building, and I'm noticing that the pillars in the front of the building have carving, architectural carving with some geometric figures, some flowers. And I see that, I note it for a second, and I use the word see. Now my attention is directed to another part of the pillar, and I see some beautifully sculpted leaves. And these are all marble pillars. Marble leaves. And once again, I say see. And my attention moves to a bicyclist moving down the street. I follow him for just a couple of minutes. And I say, see. You don't have to note everything that you are aware of. There's a bus, a tour bus across the street. And that bus has a diesel engine. And I hear the sound of that diesel engine. And I note that with hear. I don't have to note that I'm hearing a diesel engine. Comes into our sensory experience. We note that as hear. couple of tourists walking along wearing a bright violet and gray sweater. I note that as C. There's a yellow taxi. Once again, note that as C. I have the warm New York City sunshine, even at this time of the year in winter. And I feel that warm sunshine on my back, so I note that with feel. And all the while, I'm noting see, hear, and feel. And it's a physical noting in this case. I could also note something emotional. And I can do that right now. I have a very good feeling, a very warm feeling of calm. It's a very good feeling. So I note that with feel. And that would be a here. Pedestrians were standing in the street. Cars were trying to get by. Pretty good group of people waiting at the pedestrian crossing. No pressure. Focusing on what I see, what I hear, and what I feel. Oh, this is great. Let's take a look here. This is a very cool New York City souvenir shop. And there are all kinds of things in the window to see. Snow globes. And there is the Statue of Liberty with New York City. There are coffee mugs that say, I love New York. There are coins that have New York on them. Talking about the World Trade Center, Manhattan, the Empire State Building, the Big Apple, New York, Statue of Liberty, and Broadway. All sorts of different colors, shapes, sweatshirts with NYPD on them. Everything from t-shirts to backpacks to refrigerator magnets with New York City logos, which are very cool. Many of them shaped like big apples with pictures of New York City inside. A lot of souvenirs in this shop. All right, so we'll go back on the street. There are postcards for sale. 3 postcards for $1. So that's a good deal. There's the United States Postal Service picking up mail. I note that with a C. Walking across the street once again. This is 36th Street by the organic coffee shop right now with all sorts of goodies. Croissants and cookies and sandwiches and cappuccino. Maybe a place to go in and grab some Java. And if there's a time when you're feeling a little bit anxious, you can always stop, and there's always someone to help you if you ever have questions or need assistance in a big city like this.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Bright and Clear Meditation Podcast. Hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Bright and Clear Meditation Podcast. For more meditations like these, or to contact Dan directly, please visit dangreasy.com or brightandclearmeditation.com. This has been an Achievement Advantage production.